This is Health Matters with some final thoughts on heritage and healing.
I don't understand how reparations for historical trauma can heal the damage.
Reparations can't undo the past or heal ongoing trauma. They are a token form of making amends. Back in the 60s, I received $680 from the state of California. At the time, the state was making retroactive payment to registered tribal members throughout the entire state. The payment was for the entire landmass of California taken from its original inhabitants. The value of the land was assessed at the $1,848 dollar value of land, which was 19 cents an acre.
Didn't that payment close the books on any further litigation regarding state lands that used to belong to Indians?
Yes, that's exactly what it did. Still, I get why Leonard Peltier believes reparations are absolutely essential for a just future. Reparations are an attempt to provide justice for past crimes, and there has to be some concrete, visible form of justice.
I see that. But if I'd been one of the Native women who was sterilized back in the 1970s, reparations wouldn't mean much to me.
That's a more recent historical atrocity. According to the U.S. General Accounting Office, 4 of the 12 Indian Health Service regions sterilized 3,406 American Indian women without their permission, plus 36 women under age 21. At the time, there was a court-ordered moratorium on sterilization of women younger than 21. Apparently, the court was not concerned with women over 21.
An earlier study by an Erie Choctaw Cherokee physician found that 1 in 4 American Indian women had been sterilized without their consent. Her study found that the Indian Health Service had singled out full-blooded Indian women for sterilization.
Isn't that blatant genocide?
From where I sit, it is.
Getting back to Standing Rock, the saddest thing I heard in the aftermath of permitting the pipeline concerns the young people of that community. Shortly after the protest ended, close to 100 cases of suspected abuse or neglect were reported for children attending one reservation school.
It's very sad, and a telling indicator of the dire conditions that prevail at Standing Rock. The healthcare system on this 3,600 square mile reservation is considered a shambles. Housing is scarce, and employment is even more scarce.
Standing Rock has a 12-bed hospital with no intensive care unit. There's one small, inadequate medical facility for over 8,000 people scattered across hundreds of miles. People can sometimes wait up to 5 months to see an ear, nose, and throat specialist. During the pipeline uprising, $300,000 was raised for a new health clinic. But since the protest ended, new funds slowed to a trickle.
The plans for a new facility are encouraging, though. Local Lakota physicians and tribal healers are developing a curriculum of decolonized medicine. They envision a place that offers indigenous perspectives on health and indigenous practices and indigenous practitioners.
Decolonized medicine is part of a much larger vision. There's an emerging network of groups and individuals working on mental and territorial decolonization throughout the Americas. The umbrella name is Unsettling America. Its projects range from the fragile ecosystem of the east rim of the Grand Canyon to the San Francisco peaks of Arizona to the tar sands of northern Alberta, Canada.
I wonder what Leonard Peltier thinks about all of this.
His closing words in prison writings are an indication. He says we must each be an army of one in the endless struggle between the goodness we are all capable of and the evil that threatens us all from without as well as from within. One good man or one good woman can change the world, and their work can be a beacon for billions. We must each be that person that will transform the world overnight. That would be a miracle, yes, but a miracle within our power, our healing. To heal, we must have to make a conscious effort to live as the Creator intended, as sisters and brothers, all of one human family, caretakers of this fragile, perishable, and sacred earth.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Tashana Moon, Michael Heminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.